Hello, my name is Rob Gellis, and today I am interviewing Mary Howell, Columbia County historian. Ms. Howell, can you describe what you do as the county historian for Columbia County?
Well, I research different things that have been in the county, different businesses, factories, families, and I kind of help people with their family histories. We're not supposed to. You can take that out if you want. But anyway, it's very hard if you got some old lady out in California who wants information. She can never make it here, you know, so I help her a bit. And just anything that's in the county or was in the county. And you never know what you're going to run into. No? About it.
How long have you been Columbia County's historian?
Since 1993. Well, how many years is that? I retired from teaching in June of 93. I had taught 36 years. No, it would be January of 94. That was it, that I started. Because they used to send all the letters that we would get. Florence Mossman, she was historian before me, and she passed away. She was very good, very good. But they knew about us down here in Livingston, so they would send all the letters down to me. And Job was helping out then. And then they kept after me to take the job. Well, I didn't feel I knew enough about the whole county to do it, so I kept saying no, no, no. They kept asking, and so finally I said, all right, it's a part-time job, and I have an office at 610 State Street, the old 6th Street School, they call it. And I work a lot from my house. I have two rooms in my house filled with history. Yep.
Why did you want to become an historian?
Well, I don't think it was a lifelong dream. I never knew there was such a thing as a historian. But one year, the state education said all fourth graders, and that's what I taught, said, you have to teach local history. And I was born and raised in Germantown. I knew nothing about the history of this area. Nothing. I had to learn it. Thank God there was a man still alive in Germantown. Oh, he's written so many books, Walter Miller. And I had known Walt my whole life. Man, I got in touch with him, and he helped me and taught me, and he would come into my classroom a couple days, and he'd show the kids slides and talk to them, and then the second day, he spent the whole day there. The second day, we'd get the school bus, and we'd ride around the whole district. Wherever any kid in the class lived, we'd go around, and he'd tell them. He had been a mailman, too, his whole life. And he would just tell them the history of the whole area. So after a year of that, I was hooked. I just saw the need for people knowing that, our history. You know, we study about the history of Europe and, you know, every other place, and here we didn't know our own history. For instance, I built a house in Linlithgow, and after the house was built and I lived there, I realized that's where the Burden ore mines were for iron ore, and I never knew that. And there's one mine left, and that's the one today is Iron Mountain, where they store things. Yep. That's a whole history in itself. Oh, gosh. No. That idea was born from two brothers across the river. They were from Germany, and they remember during the war, Second World War, how everything was destroyed, you know. And they thought there should be a place where companies and, you know, people, whatever, could store things in case of a war here. And that's how Iron Mountain came to be. And somehow the Knaus, their name was Knaus. And they're both gone now. But one of them's daughter is still alive that I know of. Maybe there's others, but I know the daughter.
It's funny. That sounds familiar. Knaus. I knew somebody with the name Knaus.
K-N-A-U-S-T. They had a canning factory in Hudson also.
Okay.
And they canned. They raised mushrooms. They raised mushrooms down in the bottom of all these caves that were left there. And they had canning factories in Hudson.
The mushroom factory?
Yeah. But they canned other things, too. Beets. I have a brother that came from the orphanage in Hudson. And when he was little, his parents both had died, Frank Hoteling. And they used to take, Frank was only in fourth grade when he came to us, but he remembered going down to the Knauses and helping to can beets, red beets, you know? Yeah. So...
You said that you taught before you taught school. That was in Germantown?
Well, my last 20 years, I taught up in North Creek, up in the Adirondacks, above Lake George. I taught down in South Jersey in Laurel Springs. Taught out in Colorado. And then back here. There happened to be a job when I needed one back here and filled out the application and flew home for an interview and I got the job. And it worked out fine. You know, there were four kids in my family. I grew up on a farm in Germantown. But the others, you know, they're scattered around the country. And my parents were getting older, and somebody was going to have to kind of see to them, you know, help them out. So everything worked out fine. It really did. And I think I've been useful as a teacher and a historian. At least I got poor Joe going here.
Oh, and Joe, Joe, what's his last name?
Gaddy.
And he's the Livingston historian?
Yes. Yeah.
And we are now in the Livingston History Barn?
Yeah.
Did you have anything to do with setting this up?
Well, I did, because there used to be a house right next to the town hall here. And the town bought it, knocked it down, so they could put a big addition on the town hall, which they needed. But in the back of that lot was this beautiful barn. It's not an old Dutch barn. It's just probably in the late 1800s. A doctor owned this land then. And I had counted on that they were going to put a place for history in the new addition. Yeah, that's the house in its better days that was torn down. And this barn was in the back. So when I realized, I mean, here I had two rooms in my house. You know, once you start collecting history, it's got a life of its own. It just takes off. Joe saw them this morning. Oh, my two rooms. I don't know what I'm going to do. They're filled right up. And I'm not getting any younger. And that's my stuff. It's not the county's. So anyway, I just told them, if they didn't find a place for history, I was going to bring everything from my house over and dump it right in the floor of their new big meeting room down there. Well, the next thing I know, we got the barn, but it was a barn. And we worked, everybody worked, and we collected money. The town paid some money, but we did most of it, I think, with donations. Yeah, and the carpenter was Tom Zaccaroli. He donated his time. I think most of the workmen pretty much donated their time. And we got all the materials at cost. And we got a wonderful place. And I don't know why all towns can't do something like that.
No, I think that's a good idea. That's giving me ideas.
We're really the only one in the county. Yeah. Germantown, we'll get in trouble for that. But
Claremont, too, has a little tiny thing, but it's not like any of those.
No, Claremont, they got the old school. They say it's the first school in the country. It's not. It's the first academy where they had to pay to go to school. And eventually, the town tore the one-room school down that they had where the town hall is today, and they paid for the kids to go over to the academy. You got to be careful what I
anyway,
say.
anyway, what have you found in your historical research that makes Columbia County so special?
Manor system, really.
The what?
The manorial system.
Well, the manor, that's how it all started with the manor system. Of course, that's all gone now, but I don't know. It's special today. I think the people make it special. And there's a lot of new people moving in.
Diversity.
Pardon?
Diversity.
The diversity, people. Yes. And the new people are moving in, and they're very interested in the history, more so than some of the families that have lived here for generations. Yeah.
Well, I can attest to it. I moved here 12 years ago, and I'm immersed in wanting to get information about the county.
Well, that's what happened when I... Oh... 1988, I think it was, Livingston had an anniversary. But nobody was doing anything. And I thought, somebody ought to write a book. So I wrote a book. I never wrote a book in my life. Boy, that was some job. I was still teaching, too. Some nights I never even went to bed. People don't realize, especially with history, you write something. There were times when I could spend an hour, 2 hours to get one sentence right, to go back and do research. Yeah. So, did that.
Livingston Then and Now by Mary J. Howell.
Yeah. I'm working now on one for Germantown, like it. Yeah. But, no, and this was very hard because I grew up actually about 7 miles down the road. But I knew nothing about Livingston. I didn't know anything about Livingston. I graduated from high school when I was 16, went on to Plattsburgh, became a teacher, didn't settle around here. So I didn't know anything about Livingston. The supervisor that we had, Donnie Klein, then, he was fantastic. Oh, boy, he would take me around, and I'd think, oh, my God, if he ever pushes me out of this truck, I'll never find my way home. There's a lot of back roads around, you know? But, no. So I did this book, and they've just reprinted this book. Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And that's Joe's doing, getting this reprinted.
I think if there's a copy, I'll buy one too. But we can't promote on the radio books, but I can say for historian, I'm just going to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to promote it.
No.
But I just wanted her.
Yeah.
Just to tell you that, you know, that kind of got things going, too, when we did that book. Yeah.
I've seen it. I saw it in Hudson Area Library. They had a copy. I looked at it, saw things I wondered because I come through here a lot.
Yeah.
And Livingston, I was here twice a month or three times a month and often came here on other business and didn't know anything about Livingston.
You'll learn by the time you finish with us.
That's right. Well, Miss Howell and
now listen.
Yes, what is
it? Out front here, in front of the town hall, between the town hall and the post office, that's the original road. Now, in the 1930s, they redid Route 9. And that's when the village got cut off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think they did 9G in Germantown at the same time. You know Block Factory Road in Germantown?
I've seen past it.
Oh, you got to go down that road. Whew. And that was the original 9G. That road all got changed, too.
I think I'm going to have to research these original roads, and I'll talk to you on my own research. I'm interested in...
Oh, we'll go riding around.
That'll be fine. I would like to wrap this up just to thank you and Joe, especially for opening up the Livingston History Barn for me today.
Well, did we introduce Joe?
I think I mentioned his... Joe...
You mentioned it.
That's last name?
Gaddy.
And he's the historian. He replaced me here. Oh, God. I got to tell you, Joe, people are talking about you.
Good, I hope.
Replacing me in the county.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
They are.
I heard.
Yes, they are. They assume you're going to. Yeah.
I think I'm going to say thank you very much, Miss Howell. And Joe.
It's Mary.
Mary? Thank you, yes. Mary, so much for this interview today. I greatly appreciate you coming here especially for me. Thank you very much.